Aircheckdownloads.com.
The decade that topped the pops.
This is Greatest Hits Radio 80s.
Playing the biggest songs from the decade that had it all. Greatest Hits Radio 80s with the Average White Band and Let's Go Round Again and some 80s TV trivia along with a big 80s movie theme on the way.
Police are reviewing planned events across the country after the UK's terror threat level was raised to severe. That's the second highest.
Across the UK, on DAB, smart speaker, and now playing on Rayo. Yeah. The good times of the 1980s. Greatest
Hits Radio 80s. From Back to the Future. Greatest Hits Radio 80s playing The Power of Love, Huey Lewis and the News. And from the big screen to the small screen, every morning around this time, just for a little bit of fun, 80s TV trivia. The questions this week have all been about celebrities who appeared in TV ads in the 80s. Today's question is about Lenny Henry. In which advert did Lenny Henry advertise the crisp that isn't a crisp? What was he advertising on that? Lenny Henry did an advert for a crisp that isn't a crisp. What do you reckon it is? Without cheating, please. We'll find out if you're right before 7. And Patrice Rushen and Swing Out Sisters break out soon.
Greatest Hits Radio 80s.
You know that feeling when someone just gets you?
Across the UK, on DAB, smart speaker, and now playing on Rayo. Yeah, yeah. The good time of the 1980s.
Good morning. This is Greatest Hits Radio 80s. My name's Andy Gulick. Hope you're well. Welcome to the first debate, pinching a punch and all that. TV trivia this morning is about an 80s advert. The questions this week have all been about celebrities in 80s adverts. Today's question was about Lenny Henry. He was advertising the crisp that isn't a crisp. So what was it? The advert you were looking for, it was for Smith's Square Crisps. Smith's Square Crisps. And why did they taste better than normal crisps? It's just the shape that was different, but they did, didn't they? More TV trivia, lunchtime tomorrow. Join me on Greatest Hits Radio 80s.
And now, more of the decade that had it all. Across the UK. Oh, yeah, the good times of the 1980s. Greatest Hits Radio
80s. One of those songs on a summer's day when you got the car window down, let everybody know. It was actually that made Roddy Frey from Aztec Camera realize it was a good song. Before that, he wasn't really sure, and then he just heard it one day in London playing out of somebody's convertible, and he went, oh, actually, yeah, it is quite good. I'm quite good on it. Somewhere in My Heart, Aztec Camera, playing on Greatest Hits Radio 80s. We play you songs like that all day. The biggest songs from the decade that had it all on the 1st of May, pinching a punch, 1st of the month. National Space Day as well today. We had a lot of that over the last couple months, have we? And also, No Pants Day today. Now, No Pants could mean one of two things. It could mean underpants, or it could mean trousers, as they call it in America. I think we're going trousers rather than going commando. The word pants, by the way, delivered from the term pantaloons, which in turn comes from pantalone, which is an Italian word to describe a man who wears very tight trousers. You live and you learn. Anyway, No Pants Day today. Don't blame me. Or if you're working from home on a Teams call, nobody will know as long as your camera doesn't drop. Alison Moyet and Curiosity Kill the Cat. After this, the unmistakable voice of Chris Rea, Road to Hell. Playing on Greatest Hits Radio 80s, good morning. Originally released in 1986, got to number 76. It did slightly better on reissue when it got to number 7. One of Andy Warhol's favourite bands, Curiosity Kill the Cat, playing on Greatest Hits Radio 80s, where Joe Russell has Feet Up Friday from 2 this afternoon. A nice early start to the bank holiday weekend. And a big one from MJ, along with Duran Duran soon.
Greatest Hits Radio 80s.
At Aldi, we think low prices are for everyone.
Aircheckdownloads.com.